Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am Thungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home this Friday, October the 22nd, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight, we are looking at the political violence that's been raging on since last week, targeting MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa and his supporters as they ramp up the campaign for the 2023 general elections. But first, a quick update on the COVID-19 situation.
Yes, and Tunga, according to the Ministry of Health, in the latest figures released yesterday, as of October the 21st, Zimbabwe had 132,540 cases as of March last year when the pandemic started, of confirmed COVID-19 cases, including 126,776 recoveries and, unfortunately, 4,662 deaths.
Also, unfortunately, Marv, we are witnessing a slump in the number of people getting vaccinated per day. Yesterday, we saw 7,069 people getting their first vaccine, while just 9,447 got their second and a final, at least for now, because some are talking about a booster shot. And those are low numbers. Definitely mean that the government will not achieve its target of vaccinating at least 10 million people by December, which is like less than 2 months away.
But in Tunga, you know, there is good news, according to the Ministry of Health and Government, that they have managed to vaccinate nearly 3,251,000 people that have received at least their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccination. But like you say, they need to actually vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity. We also heard from Dr. Mahomba, who is heading the COVID-19 campaign in Zimbabwe, saying that one of their biggest downfalls is the use of what we call fake news or misinformation that is being circulated by the COVID-19 people spreading news about COVID-19 vaccine, which they actually spread on social media. So she said that has really led to a decrease in the number of people that have been coming forward to get vaccinated for COVID-19. And we saw also the Harare City Council in Harare saying that they were ramping up their campaign by actually going door to door to administer vaccines to those that need them. So we still need to go back and find out if this has happened and what the reaction is so far.
Yebo mavuli ngaba lishona njani emakhaya igama nguNtungamile Inkomo ikutivana lamhlanje kuhlelo le live talk kunapa emsakazweni kaZulu emsakazweni wenu we studio 7 na lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lodlakela kwezombusazwe esibonela uqala ngeviki edluleyo oluqondiswe kumholo we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa labasekeli bakhe emaswingo lasemtare. Lezi khulumele kumbe isiphathamandla zamabandla atshiyeneyo lamhlanje ezigoqela abe-ZANU-PF, abe-MDC Alliance kanye labe-MDCT. Kodwa siliphe kancane amanani we-COVID-19 eZimbabwe. Izolo sibone kubhubha abantu ababili njalo kutholakala abangamashumi amahlanu lantathu 53 belo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Kulaba ngu-7,069 njalo abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuvikela lo mkhuhlane. Kwazothi abangu-9,447 bahlatshwa ijekiseni yesivili njalo ineyokugcina. Onga ngokuthi yasebehlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala manje sebengu 3,251,466. Ngasebethole yakuqala labo ukuthi yasebethole esivili bangu 2,517,653. Yizo ke esilazo lamhlanje i-update esinayo nge-COVID-19. I know people are really itching to get into the political debate.
Yes.
Ameno ma numbers of COVID watopawa na mafuta zui.
Na sasa gani bo chingamiza vandongo tok chingamiza inemu faro pano pachirongo chedu nasi nemu switchishan October 22 inindi ni mapla kusanga nyaku yensiteke ni rangu kumba pamsoro pebe ndare chirvere che COVID 19 icho parishino basre che utano rinoti chawani kwa icho chichibata vanu wanoda uzira 132,540 kubachatanga muna March gore rapfuura kozoyo vamwe vakawanikwa ivo vachikunda chirwere ichi vanosvika 126,776 kozoitawo zvinorwadza moyo kune avo vakarasikirwa nehama neshamwari vasvika ivo pa 4,662 vanhu vakashaya kubva kudenda iri COVID-19 kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Kutarisa zvakare chirongwa chekubaya vanhu nhomba yeCOVID-19 basi rezveutano rinoti parizvino vabaya ivo vanhu vanoda udzira 3.2 million nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 vakatarisira kuti vabaye vanhu vanosvika 10 million kuti nyika iwane inonzi iyo herd immunity. Asi sekutaura kwaita Mutunga nhasi tichange tiri kuzeya nyaya yezvematongerwo enyika takanyanyotarisa nyaya yemhirizhonga yatakaona ichiitika iro svondo rino munyika takatarisa kuti sarudzo dzemuna 2023 hatisati dzasvika asi vanhu vanenge vachitanga ivo kutsvaga rutsigiro uye takaona mutungamiri webato reMBC Alliance vane kuzonishamisa vachienda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana munyika kumaruwa vachiedza ivo kuti vatsvage rutsigiro ikoko tikazoonawo kuchiitika mhirizhonga. Tikaona zvakare nezuro yebato reMBCT inotungamirwa nava Monzura muchiitikawo mhirizhonga mubato ravo saka tange tiri kubata zvese izvi tisingakanganiwo kuti tichida kunzwawo kune bato rezanup f kuti ivo vanoona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Mutunga, tisingakanganiwo kuti pane malisteners andiri kuona vari kuwanikwa ivo vari kutaura hapana tandazani moyo ari kuti greetings guys, how can I join the conversation because I really need to say something. Saka Mr. Moyo, munogona kunyora zvamuri kuda kutaura togona kuzviverenga iko pano. You can go ahead and write what you want and we will read your message here because unfortunately I don't think we can call them at the moment, but we can definitely read your message Mutunga.
Yes, indeed, Mava. And we have a star-studded panel here. We have Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the MDC Alliance, Mr. Dan Moyo of the MDCT, as well as Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. We will start off with Mr. Moyo of the MDC T because he tells me he has a meeting in the next few minutes, so he wants to run. Without further ado, Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, all listeners out there.
Thank you very much for making time. Let's dive in. We saw Mr. Chamisa and his supporters last week being confronted by alleged ZANU-PF supporters in Masvingo, and ever since we have seen the violence going on until this week, where Chamisa continues to make the rounds campaigning for the 2023 elections in Manicaland. What do you make of all this that's happening?
Violence should be condemned seriously in all its forms. We cannot have a political discourse where violence is used to coerce or to force somebody to toe a certain line of thinking. The Zimbabwe police should do its utmost best to ensure that these criminals, these thugs who attacked Nelson Chamisa are apprehended and that justice is served. I think we need to set an example as we go towards the 2023 elections that violence will be condemned. Any form of violence is not going to be acceptable because these are the things that tarnish our elections. These are the things that make Zimbabwe a pariah state where when the international community is looking at us and looking at our political systems and they see that violence is being used to intimidate people, to coerce people into a certain thinking, that goes against democracy and its tenets. Zimbabwe is struggling right now with this image internationally to get recognition and to improve on its democracy and human rights. And these acts of violence simply take us in the wrong direction, which leads to criticism about our systems, about our politics, that it's not free and fair, that people are not allowed to converse freely around the country, which is everyone's democratic right. Every Zimbabwean has a right to freedom of speech, has a right to express their opinions, has a right to protest against the government, and violence should never be used against anyone. We witnessed a similar situation in 2018 when we went to bury Morgan Tsvangirai. There were leaders of the MDCT that were attacked and were almost burnt in a hut, all just for having differing political views. This has to be discouraged at all costs, and it has to start with the leadership. It has to start with the leadership, the political leaders in all the parties. They should condemn violence. They should preach peace, tolerance, and being able to dialogue and iron out differences.
Izolo mnumzana Moyo sibone uSibalo Dlakela njalo kubandla lenu le MDCT sibone ubaba lo okuthiwa ngokuza naye Mashumba zama ukwenza ipress conference ekhuluma lentathela izindaba tshela ebatshela esitshela ukuthi ubaba uMonzora watshontsha imali kubandla kodwa sibone abasakhula bebandla lenu baphose bamdabulelana bamtshayile bameza yonke into wagijima azwaphephela le kwenye ihofisi ungathini ngodlakela lolo i-intraparty violence enjalo kubandla lenu esibonayo le kayiveli kuzanu PF.
Definitely, I very good Zanu-PF, and that's why in the city, Nifananita, Lalokia Wenzagala, Mwavenega Mokin Sangirai, while we intra-party violence, Nabandu, Bevandaline, Abangafunu, Abangafuanisivit, Vashari Pans, Bakulunisane, Mabel, Mibono, and Afanani. Intrenzagale Izolo, Aifumelegile, and the Tinasitama Police of Melens, Umsevenzwa, Abant Lavana Mele Baboche, Bavalele, Guguiwe Court, Gutatut, ubechayelwa nomuntu njengoba ngishilo maqa ekuqaleni wonke umuntu ule freedom of speech, wonke umuntu ule mvumo yokuzi express. UMashumba ube lapho esiyakhuluma ama opinion yakhe as a member AMDCT, bekungela need bekungela sidingo sokuthi atreatwe ngendlela atreatwe ngakhona, ahlukunyezwe ngendlela ahlukunyezwe ngakhona, ehlukunyezwa ngabanye bakhe azitshele ukuthi sisebandeni linye sonke. It doesn't mean ukuthi ma uyinkokheli yebandla ule right yokwenza umathanda ungintando kayiphikiswa. Ma kulama allegations lama suspicions ukuthi kulezi mali ezatshontshwayo, kulilungelo lomunye lomunye oyimemba yebandla ukuthi akhulume okusenhliziyweni yakhe ekhondema ukutshontshwa kwezimali zomhlangano. Okubalulekileyo yikuthi lo o-accuswayo ukuthi watshontsha izimali kumele azivindicate, aphumele akhulume lakhe icala ku-investigate kutshengisa ukuthi mawa ukuthi ismear campaign ngamanga lento akusiqiniso kuzovela sobala after investigation. But in any case, akekho umuntu olelungelo lokuchaya omunye umuntu just because u-express ama-opinion yakhe. Kurongo kakhulu, asikuvumele ephathini and sibona ungathi izinto ezibulala ibandla lethu zona lezo.
Siyabonga mnumzana Dan Moyo, please do stay on the line if you can. Violence is totally unacceptable regardless of where it's coming from. Those are the sentiments there from Dan Moyo of the MDCT.
Kuti takaona muzano mu MDCT yenyu inotungamirwa na vamuzwa nezuro makaitika mirishonga munoti nezvakaitika izvi tichiona kuti izvi hazvisi kubva kuzano PF kana ku MDC Alliance asi zvanga zvichiitika mubato renyu imi reMDCT inotungamirwa na vamuzwa.
Isusu sepato reMDC hativumirani nemirishonga neviolence yatiri kuona iyi. Munhu wese ane kozero rekuti ataure zvaanoda sezvinobvumirwa nebumbiro reZimbabwe kuti umwe neumwe ane freedom of speech, ane freedom of association, ane freedom yekuchuza mapolitical leaders anofarira anoda asina kushunguruzwa nemunhu. Zvataona nezuro zviya kuti mashumba angachida kutaurawo zera rake, angachida kutaura zvaanoti iye anofungidzira kuti zvakaitika akanzwa kuti zvakaitika akaona zvichiitika kuti pane mari dzakabiwa mumusangano. Haizi nyaya nyuwani iyi, inyaya yakazvira kare since last year patanichienda kucongress kuti pane mari dzakabiwa. Even the then acting president yomusangano Chokozani Kupe akataurawo naye pacongress kuti mari dzakabiwa mari hadzina kuzosvika kwadzaifanira kuenda madelegates aifanira kuti apuhwe mari idzodzo kuti akwire mabhazi aende kuextraordinary congress. Akatadza kuenda because mari dziya dzanga dzisisipo. So mashumba ane right yekuti ataure zvaangachida kutaura as long as ane evidence. Manje hatichazivi kuti aigona kuti maybe aitotiudza zvichabatsira even mapurisa kana vachiri kuinvestigata because nyaya iyi tinorangarira kuti yakaripotwa napatroni muri moga kumapurisa kuti pane mari dzakabiwa. Violence haibvumidzwi. Ivoni uya tisakamira naye paaiaccuswa kuti paaiaccuswa ari kuchikurupi kunzi akaita violence pakapedzisira paurayiwa munhu. Nhasi tiri kuona ndiye manje akumberi akuita zvevhaiolensi yacho iyoyo. Saka takuzibvunza kuti munhu ane vhaiolensi here pachake. Tiri kuti paMDC ngazvipere izvo. Kana tichida kuita politics ngatiite politics yemaideas, politics yekudibeta, not politics yekurovana nevanhu mastreets.
Hayi, uyiveka kuhle mfoka Moyo. Siyabonga kakhulu. Umnumzana Dan Moyo ngowe MDCT ekhokelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora ubekhuluma lapho ngodlakela esilubone kubandla lakhe izolo lapho elinye ilunga lebandla abanye bathi wayelilunga kudala waxotsha kodwa yena lubaba uzame ukukhuluma lentatheli izindaba ngoba esithi uDouglas Monzora watshontsha imali. Bampamba bamdabulelana mani bamshaya okunye ongakazukubone wabaleka umntu wenkosi wathi nyawumbeleta bathi phezu kwake tek. Okuyinto esingayikhuthaziyo kulomsakazo. Siye kubaba uMavaza Masimba Mavaza owebandla leZanu PF. Dr. Mavaza, good evening and welcome.
Good evening and good evening viewers, good evening everybody.
The MDCT says you guys tried to kill its leader, Mr. Chamisa. You shot at his car In Mutare and in Maswingo, we also saw violence flaring up, and we've seen these videos of MDs, of the perpetrators wearing ZANU-PF regalia, and the MDs says, no doubt, these are ZANU-PF supporters. What say you?
Thank you so much. To start with, you see, it's very infuriating to have a childish party like the MDC Chamisa. Now, these people, they're a joke. One, how could they say there was an attempted assassination of Chamisa? If the government of Zimbabwe, or ZANU-PF in particular, wants to kill Chamisa, we don't use a small gun which will just hit a tinted car like that. You could be taken from his office, can be taken from the window of his house, can be taken from anywhere. There is no way on earth an assassination can be planned and then it will be that floppy. That is amateurish. I can explain to you what happened there.
Dr. Mabaza, I hate to interrupt, but I want to get something straight. Are you saying a small gun was used to shoot at Chamisa's car? Is that a small gun?
If we talk from what Mahere says, she said there was a pistol was fired. She specifically said a pistol was fired. A pistol is a small gun. So it was a small gun, according to Mahere. And even if it was a big gun, that window would have been shattered. But still, besides that, I wanted to know three things. Number one, ZANU-PF controls the government. The government has the army, the police, the CIO, the prisons, the wildlife, and all those people are trained in guns. We've got great marksmen. ZANU-PF have got a lot of war veterans who used guns in their time during the war. There is no way a plan to kill a person as like Chamisa fail or be executed in such a low manner. And again, it simply shows the MDC are actors. They are acting, pretending that there is violence against them so that they can get the attention they want to. They are aware that we have got the UN rapporteur who is in Zimbabwe as we speak, and that the president will be coming here to England in 2 weeks' time after the conference. And all these things, they are trying to tarnish the name of Zimbabwe, the image of the country, and the name of the president. And what are they doing? They are pretending, they are creating fake assassinations, which is a shame, and shame on them, because they should be ashamed. It doesn't help that we want to get attention at all costs. If Chamisa was about to be assassinated, he would be dead by now. And again, you look at two things. Number one, there was an attempted assassination, as they say. Why would you continue on the journey? They have said to them, look, don't go. You almost died here. But they knew this was a stage-managed game. They blocked themselves. They dressed their women in our ZANU-PF regalia. And they just sing there. If you look at the videos, there was no fighting, no beating up. They were just some few meters away from each other, singing, this one singing, and nobody was manhandled. And then they come back and say, ZANU-PF wants to kill this guy called Chamisa. Who is he? We are in 2021. We have 2 years to go to elections. We are not even in the campaign mood. We have no problems. But what is Chamisa doing? He's setting a ground to say, I went to the villages, I was met with violence, so I've got people who support me in the village. How many people were there? Villages are known to have thousands of people. You had over 200 people singing, chanting, and those are the same people who were in the buses, who were in the convoy. They come with their convoy, their buses, they come at the growth point, start singing as if they are villagers, and pretend that they've got support. These people have no shame at all. I think Jokora is an MDC guy, must be embarrassed.
I worry that teachings work for Kunava, Jokora, a Panesha Tawana, Vamakiba Navasa, Varkuti Evo, Dai, Zanopis, Yeda Kuraya, Vachamisa, Vakava Pizzi. So, this was Vakuti, apa zvino revei but ipindai vadzokora mutudze kuti semaonero enyuni munoona sei zvikutaurwa nava mavasa.
Thank you, Marvelous. Thank you, Ntunga. Makadini muri Zimbabwe yakateerera. I think murungo zvinzwirawo meka. Zvinhu zvinonyadzisa zviri kutaurwa pano, zviri kuitika pano. Yes, Dr. Mavaza, I am embarrassed. Very embarrassed and very embarrassed for you that a person of your stature would come and make a sorry defense of what ZANU-PF was clearly doing in Masvingo and in Manicaland. I thought you were going to be sensible enough to just condemn violence where violence has been enacted. You know, the MDC Alliance has no resources to be buying ZANU-PF regalia and giving it to our own people. We can't even buy our own regalia. We don't have, you know, such resources. Even if we had, would not waste our resources like that. You know, the bad thing or the good thing that is happening right now is, you know, there is social media. Everyone has become a journalist. Everyone is now a citizen journalist. ZANU-PF met people in Matabeleland, murdered innocent Zimbabweans during elections from 2000 to 2008, where the MDC Alliance and other opposition parties lost over 1,000 people. They managed to do this because there was no social media. But now they continue to use the same tactics that Mugabe were using, forgetting that there is now social media. Everything that Dr. Mavaza was trying to hide, it's out there in the public arena. The videos are there. We saw ZANU-PF people abducting or taking hostage MDC youths and forcing them to do ZANU-PF slogans and forcing them to use ZANU-PF propaganda, especially on sanctions, forcing MDC people to condemn sanctions, you know, which was the line of their demonstrations against President Chamisa, that President Chamisa is allegedly causing sanctions, and that's why they did not want him in the rural areas. It was clearly ZANU-PF people. It was clearly ZANU-PF people in their own regalia. And we know the people. The people are known in the areas that they stay in. You know, Mansabuku, Anani, they were there, and they were saying they are ZANU-PF people. They are representing ZANU-PF people. So it's a shame to see Dr. Mavaza trying to come here and defend his party. And when Zimbabweans say, and when we say Zimbabwe is a pariah state, Zimbabwe is a lawless country, Zimbabwe is a dictatorship, you know, people will say, what are we saying? And Dr. Mavaza will criticize that. But this is evidence. This is a clear sign of evidence that ZANU-PF is a violent party, and they use violence to win elections, and they use violence to stop people from expressing themselves, to stop another opposition party or a fellow citizen from accessing fellow citizens or Zimbabweans in general. Because this is what should be happening in any country. When there are elections or when you're going towards elections, any leader should have access to the people without being hindered, without ZANU-PF coming in with their trained assassins or people that disrupt what is going on. We all saw what happened in Manicaland. We all saw what happened in Masvingo. It is clear that it is ZANU-PF at work. And this violence needs to be condemned by all progressive forces, including those in ZANU-PF, because this violence can also be perpetrated against people in ZANU-PF if we don't condemn it and if people don't condemn it. So I just want to let the people of Zimbabwe know that the MDC Alliance is under attack, and ZANU-PF has declared war. It has not declared war against President Chamisa and the MDC Alliance only. They are declaring war against the rest of Zimbabwe. President Chamisa carries the hope of the whole country, carries the hope of millions of people. So if ZANU-PF is attacking President Chamisa, they are attacking Zimbabweans. They are attacking the rest of the country. And very soon, they might have to feel the wrath of what they are trying to do, because the people of Zimbabwe are not going to stand aside and look at what ZANU-PF is doing and allow ZANU-PF to murder or assassinate President Chamisa. This is not the first time that they have done it. We saw President Chamisa being beaten to the power of, at the airport some years back. He was left for dead, you know, and they can't say anything about that because it was done in broad daylight. We also saw it happening when he was coming from a rally in Marondera. He was almost assassinated. It was there in full view. The videos are there. He was almost assassinated in Mavugu, and we are seeing a repeat of the same thing. And I'm saying the region, SADC, AU, and the world at large should gather together and condemn this violence, because it's only going to get worse as we go towards elections. I don't even want to talk about what Emmerson Mnangagwa is afraid of. We know that he knows that he can't win any popularity contest against President Chamisa. President Chamisa will beat Mnangagwa if elections are declared tomorrow. But we don't even talk about that. We want to talk about, you know, a threat to life. You know, what ZANU-PF is doing. They were not only targeting President Chamisa, they were targeting the entire MDC alliance leadership. And can you listen, can you just, you know, stop and listen at the reckless arrogance that is being displayed on national TV by Dr. Malaza, that he's saying if they wanted to kill President Chamisa, they would have finished him off. I would not expect that from a senior ZANU-PF official. In other words, he's actually saying they wanted, if they wanted to kill him, they would have killed him. But on these occasions, they just wanted to vaida kungomutyisa nzira kuti abva aregedza kuramba achienderera mberi nezvaanga achiita zvekutaura nevanhu, zvekutaura nemasabhuku, zvekutaura nevanhu vekumaruzevha. Ndozvinobva zvangoratidza kuti ndozvavanga vachida kuti zviitike. As President Chamisa vakaratidza kuti mutungamiriri ane zvivindi haadzokere kumashure. Kana ataura kuti ari kuita zvakati, anotoita. Kana ataura kuti achamira nevanhu kusvika murufu kana kuti kusvika apinda mustate house, anozviita. Saka zvavanga vachifungidzira kuti MDC icharega kuenderera mberi nekuona vanhu nekutaura nevanhu, aiwa hazvigoneke. Izvozvo zviri kutoenderera kumberi, vari kutoenda kune mamwe maprovinsi. Kusvika Zimbabwe yese yazara, kusvika Zimbabwe yese yatekeshera, yaakutaura kuti mukomana ngaapinde.
Uyakhuluma lapho ubaba uDzokora. Uthi hayi okukhulunywa ngubaba uMabaza lapha okokuthi kayisibo abazama ukubulala uChamisa kumbe abamemethekisa lolu dlakela ngamanga. Uya ubaba uMabaza limzulu esithi ngayibo mpela abenza lolu dlakela befuna ukubulala uChamisa, ngaba kwenza ngoba balawo ama-resources njengabantu abaku-government. Uthi ngalokho hayi abayingeni leyo into ze-MDC bazama ukudinga ukukutshela isithunywa se-United Nations esiselizweni, bethi hayi anti liyabona kulodlakela elizweni. Plus ubaba uMnangagwa uya eNgilandi kwisikhatshana esilandelayo. So ubaba uMabaza uthi hayi yikho bazama ukungcolisa yena uMnangagwa leZANU-PF lohulumende emehlweni amazwe omhlaba. Kodwa ubaba uDzokora uyakulandula lokho mafu.
Aiwa tangatiri kunzwapo kubva kuna vatsawanda Dzokora veMDC Alliance. Regai tidzokere zvakare kuna baba Mavaza, timbonzwa kuna Dr. Mavaza kuti zvamira zvakaita zvazvakaita kudaiwo. Imi seZANU-PF zvii zvamuri kutaura vatsigiri venyu? Sakanyanyo nangana nenyaya iyi yekushungurudzwa kwemamwe mapato tichienda kumaelections a 2023.
Also mav vasati vapindura ndiwedzere pamubvunzo wako, because tiri kunzwa mashoko mazuva mashoma apfuura. We have seen some clashes in ZANU-PF. Ndozva kuti kuMutare varipo vakabudisirana pfuti, kuBulawayo varipo vakabudisirana pfuti futi. Saka iendera heyo mberi, Dr. Mabaza.
There is a big difference between internal fights and the fights we are talking about here. To start with, let me just respond briefly to what Dzokora was saying. I'll mix both English and Shona. Kutanga, what Dzokora, I don't know how to describe him. What Dzokora vanonetseka nekufunga. Kufunga kunowarwadza. But vakunowarwadza vanofunga kuti
havana kunzwisisa zvatareva. MDC iri kuacta, it's acting kunge iri kurohwa. Vozvitora mavideo, vobva vaposta, vobva zvazara pasocial media. They are the ones who are posting those lies. We are saying here, hakuna munhu anonzichamisa aida kuurayiwa nezanupf. Aida kuurayiwa chamisa nezvandareva kuti hazvinete kumuuraya because we have got the resources. Iwo havana. And that's a lie. But I don't go wrong. Perhaps ka one scratch card by window on the attempted murder. Unofunga kuti sure ini ZANU PF ine pfuti dzavanadzo vakadzipfuura vachipotsa motokari dzese dziya vakangonanga one ingachamisa kungonanga ka window one. And then they missed the whole car. Hapana kana buri rebullet anywhere else except on that window. Ime feki yacho naka dei vanadiki chaiyo. Yaari kutaura yekuti Chamisa akarohwa paairport. Chamisa akarohwa paairport nevarume vairwira musikana. And that is not, they don't say that. They were fighting for a girl, that's about 6, 8, 10 years ago. And akarohwa netsvimbo pahuma. We have got the video, achatakwa, it was there. And then akaenda kuhospital. Kesi ikanyararwa because aiziva zvaanga aita. Then akuda kuti ZANU PF haivire vasikana paairport. ZANU PF haikuponde netsvimbo paairport. Kana une mhosva yavapara unosungwa. We are the government. We will send the police to arrest you if there's anything wrong. Saka this time they are abusing the people, this MDC. They are playing with people's emotions and lying to the people kuti vada kurohwa. Vada kuedza kutaura kuti vakundikana mumavillages, vakundikana mumarural areas. Then I would have to touch one is ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF has nothing to do with them. Nothing to do with violence. Now, yes, there was internal violence in ZANU-PF. Such as there was internal violence in MDC too. And such as there was violence in their MDCA. When they are sorted out for the positions, they fight for them. But that does not make them with they are violent against the other party. Yes, Mamondiani Kwamutare, they fight. Over some words they said to each other. They fight. And this happens in every district, in every internal elections, not for ZANU-PF only, even for MDC. Takaona vachirova munhu nezuro vanhu vamonzora. And takaona vanhu vachamisa vachida kupisa kupe padamupatsvangirai. And they wanted to burn their life in their heart. We saw all that. And we cannot say that reflects what they are. But we know how many times the MDC acted, pretended, and lied. We know the three musketeers, Joanna Mawombe and the other two, but they were out there kidnapped themselves. And then come up and try to pretend as if they've been kidnapped. And we know all that. And this is all done just to tarnish the image of the country. These are lies, and we should not do that. As a party, MDC Ngawende Kuma Village, Wano Kambena, without trying to bring ZANU-PF into the fold. Again, Jokora must tell us now, why did they not report to the police if there was an assassination attempt? Why the police even offered to come, Wawona on social media, they phoned, We are there. And then we have got experts. And then we can do it. The police are not ZANU-PF. They are coming there to do their job. They were stopped. And why do you stop the police when it's an attempt?
Ndimbopindira Dr. Mavaza, panyaya yemapurisa is an interesting aspect that you are bringing in there. Mambotaura nezvana Joanna Mamombe takaona vachisungwa last year vachipomerwa mhosva yekuti they faked their own abductions. Saga, you are saying in this case the MDC is faking this violence. Saga, mapurisa acho, why are they not arresting them the same way they arrested Joanna Mamombe for allegedly faking their abduction?
Right. The reason why they faked the assassination is to provoke the police into action. Kutikana vasungwa, because through Campbell and villages. So we are wiser than that. So the police are wiser. They are saying, you will have to answer, but not now. Because if he answers now, you will say, they are stopping my campaign. So we do not have to interfere with this campaign. He can act as much as he can. He can pretend to be dead if he wants to. But nobody is after him. He is too small as compared to President Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa. And if we are to do the elections today, they will lose. In any case, our children are party out. There's no name. They don't have a name for their party. They're just running around like headless chicken, pretending to be under attack, which is total nonsense from a party in Varangeli season. And it's
Thank
so embarrassing.
You. Thank
in
you,
any
doctor.
Case, I would say to you, there is no way at all where a party like ZANU-PF would go after villages and try to attack a convoy in one of the Zimbabwe from a growth point. MDC is an embarrassment to itself and to everybody else. And then let me answer what Dopara was saying. There is no attack on the nation. The people who are attacking the nation here are the MDC. They are playing with intelligence. What am I saying? What Zimbabwe is Zimbabwe? This is a very angering moment. MDC, Zimbabwe. They are the ones killing the people of Zimbabwe in mass sanctions. They are the ones making Zimbabwe suffer. We are in this problem we have now in Zimbabwe because of sanctions, which are being caused by them. And as we do, could only 3 days ago, BT was even praying and requesting could Ramaphosa appear in Zimbabwe in any form, in any way? What for? Have you ever heard of any developed country where a person asks for other country to come and interfere in their own country? What do you call that? Is that what it is, witchcraft?
Okay, thank you.
They must stop from being this demonic, satanic way they are behaving. It's not good.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. Nawa Mavaza, it's witchcraft. I don't know about that. Ubabu Zokora. Uzaziphendulela. Abasanda kusixhumasi ngomsakazo we-Studio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Lapho esixoxa khona ngodaba lodlakela oluqondiswe kumholi we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa labasekeli bakhe njengoba bebhoda nje eManicaland bedinga usekelo phambilini kokhetho luka-2023. MDC ithe abezanu-PF yibo abayihlaselileyo bazame ukubulala uChamisa, kodwa njengoba limuzwa ubaba uMavaza uyakulandula lokho uthi cha akunjalo mafu.
Ayi warikeipidzo sekunavajokora kuti manzi kwazvataurwa naDr Mavaza vari kuti MDC pari zvino ndivo vane uroyi semazwi avataura vari kutaura ivo kuti MDC yakawanikwa iyo ichigadzira nyaya ikabika nyaya ikabika magumbowo nezvimwe zvakadaro. Pindai ipapo tinyatsonzwawo ini kuti pfungwa dzenyu ndedzipi pane zviri kutaurwa naDr Mavaza izvi.
Hapana chandanzwa chataurwa naDr Mavaza because vachingorutsa vachingorutsakuti munhu uyu kuchikoro chaakaenda udoctor wacho ndehwechii chaiho chaiho, udoctor wechokwadi here kana kuti udoctor hwokunyepa, udoctor hwokudzvanyirira vanhu? Hatichaziva kuti udoctor wei, asi tinoziva kuti vamugabe vasati vafa vakataura kuti vane madoctorate, vane madegree eviolence. Taakuona zvakare kuti haisingori violence chete yavainayo, vane madegree ekunyepa, zvokunyepa zviya zvinonhuhwa kuti kutu kutu. VaMavaza vanotaura ivo kuti MDC inogadzira zvinhu yoga. We know that's their default line. The same way that they do when they are being accused of a bad economy and how they are mismanaging the economy. Their default lane is to blame the MDC for sanctions. Right now, when they perpetrate violence, when they try to assassinate people, they default again to the MDC, saying the MDC is faking actions, it's faking assassination. He was boosting right now the intelligence. We have the army, we have the police, we have maximum rifles, we have artillery and everything. And even Emmerson Mnangagwa, his president, he said it. We have the army, we have the police, we have the CIO. If they have all those, when Tawanda Mtipa was abducted in Bulawayo, they indeed it was the MDC that faked. When were abducted, they said the trio had abducted themselves. Right now, President Chamisa almost lost his life. You know, it was a close shave. He could have died. We could be talking about something different here. And here, Dr. Mavaza Murumi MDC was faking all those. If they have all those resources and all those things that he's talking about, why is it that the people that are abducted, that faked, that helped Tawanda Mcheiwa fake his abduction, that helped Joanna Mamombe and Netsai and Cecilia, why is it that those people are not in jail today? Why are they not using all these resources that they are boosting about to arrest those people? Right now, as he was saying, he's saying the people, the MDC people did not report. But I know for a fact, and everyone knows that Vice President Kareni Kore called the police when the police were chasing, when the police were coming after the MDC leadership. But the police did not react. Did not react because they are part of this whole thing. They are part of this assassination plan. We know that because every time when President Chamisa's convoy was blocked, how did they block? Vaisa Matombo, Mizimiti, Nechim, Rodzi, Vachimba, Zimze, Zanu PF. Pamberi Pacho, Kanot Pamashure Pacho, Pangepain roadblock, Hema Purisa. But when the violence begins, the police are nowhere to be found. They don't react. In Mutare, they were called. They didn't come. Only to start coming the following day, not to investigate the perpetrators of that violence, but to investigate the MDC leadership. The people in Mutare right now can point at the car the person who assassinated President Chamisa. They see that vehicle moving around in town. Just like people were seeing the vehicle that abducted Tawanda Mcheiwa in Bulawayo and nothing was done. That vehicle is still moving around in Mutare right now. Instead of the police going after that person, that truck, they are going after the MDC leadership. They are trying to investigate the MDC vehicles. Those are the ones that they want to inspect. Are they trying to help the people? Are they trying to help the MDC leadership? Or they are trying to get evidence that they want to later on use against the MDC leadership? Why are they not going after the known vehicle, the twin cab that everyone saw in the pictures? And if that person is a person that was bought by the MDC to assassinate or to attempt to assassinate President Chamisa, why haven't they arrested that person so that they can array him before the courts? And then he can clearly say, I was sent the MDC people to try and look as if I'm assassinating him when I'm not assassinating him. Those are the questions that the people of Zimbabwe want answered. Why are those people not arrested? Ngavasungwe vanhu ivavo, ZANU PF yosap. Votosungwa tozoziva kuti kune munhu akamboenda kujeri nekuti akanga abatsira Joanna Mamombe kufeka abduction. Anga abatsira Tawanda Mcheiwa kufeka abduction. Kana kuti akanga abatsira kuita kunga ada kuuraya President Chamisa kuitira kuti international community izotaura kuti ZANU PF yaida kuuraya President Chamisa. Ngavasungwe vanhu ivavo, regai kuuya pano maita humondi hwenyu muchinyepera vanhu. Muchuza vanhu kuti PMDC iri kuzviitisa. ZANU ndiyo iri kuda kuuraya President Chamisa. Zviri pachena, bombowo huripo.
Asi hanzi makatandanisa mapurisa achida kuongorora nyaya iyi vadzokora.
The MDC, can you even believe that? He can't even believe it himself. The MDC has no capacity to chase away the police. We are always being chased away, being chased by the police. We are always being chased by the army. We are always being chased by ZANU-PF hooligans. We have never chased anyone. We don't have the capacity. We don't have guns. We don't have the artillery and the ammunition that Dr. Mavaza was boosting off here. What kind of a policeman would be chased, you know, in an AK rifle, with an AK rifle? What kind of a policeman would run away from an unarmed MDC person? Zvakamboitika kwani izvozvo? Hamusikuona kuti kuhumana iko.
Ndiyamuzoba kutsogora lapho kuti hayi kurenyanga ubabu umabaza lapha ngokuthi bazama ivo abazama ukuzivulalela uChamisa ingamanga aluhlanza bayakhuluma abasekeli abalaleli ekhasini lethu le-Facebook lapha kulo Milton Singo uthi yena uthi yena waye kungela muntu esintwini laye lapha ahlaziye umuntu ezintwini ube khona Singo sibe laye ekuqaleni kohlelo umnumzana Dan Moyo owebandla le-MDCT kodwa ube gijima laye ube lomunye umhlangano ungenile mpela kohlelo wasuka wahamba kuzoba lomunye ngukhethiwe Bebe uthi wena I wonder why you guys really expect them to be arrested. If at all any arrests could be made, shouldn't they have started back then in the 1980s? Lapha ukhethiwe mbona ukhuluma ingalabo abamemethekisa lolu dlakela abahlasela uChamisa ukuthi hayi ukhanya kule xuku elaziwayo ngodlakela elingabotshwayo ngokutsho kwakhe ukhethiwe lalisenza udlakela leli xuku esifar back ezingama-1980s maf
aiwa panenge pachukaropa pano antunga asi ndiri kudzokorora zvakare mubvunzo wangu wandanga ndabvunza nokuti pane program yandamboita yeLet's Talk ngati kuri kurei panga paine vanhu vanga vari kufona vanogara vemazvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa vachiti kuSouth Africa pari zvino vanhu vari kucampaign asi unoona vanhu vatsigiri veEFF vatsigiri veANC vatsigiri vemamwe mapato vachigarisana zvakanaka vachiwanikwa mumwe akaisa posta yake apa mumwe oiswa apa pasina kutatsurana sei zvatinoona zvichiitika kuZimbabwe iye yavanoti tolerance kosei kuZimbabwe tichiri kuona iyo nyaya yekuti tolerance kuti vanhu vanobvumirwa kuti kana uchida ZANU-PF woita zveZANU-PF kana uchida MDCT woita zveMDCT kana uchida MDC Alliance woita MDC Alliance pasina kuti ivo vanotsigira mapato iwaya vawanikwe ivo vachikuchidzirwa kuti varwisana.
Okay, gentlemen, and mind you, we are left with just 5 minutes, so try to be as brief as possible as we wrap up the show. Dr. Mabaza, proceed.
Thank you. The Gandhi Vida Pindura Mav, Chinoichika Kutimu Zimbabwe, Tisai Chepni Chukwila na Batiko Sangana, we mapatu akasiana siana. Ndiche kuti rimwe bato rinopikisa ibato remangoromera rinongoda zvibatira uye zvinokachatsa South Africa EFF hamuna kumboinzwa ichikumbira na sanctions munyika yeSouth Africa DA hamuna kumboinzwa ichikumbira na sanctions vanorwira mukaka wavo vari pamwe chete asi isu tine nhunzva tunzva nhubu nongedza mai nechombodzi MDC vanoda kungopfachura iko zvinezvi dzokora vari kudaidzira kuti Sadiki ngaipindire America ngaipindire vajaira kungoti vakagovhura muromo dzimwe nyika dzopindira nyika haitongwe nevatorwa saka Zimbabwe ine dambudziko rekuti kana tikava as peaceful as we can vanhunzva tunzva dzebokoshindi dzeMDC ndo dzinotanga kukonzera bongozozo munzira asi ndingotsanangura ndingopindura zvishoma shoma nekukasika pane dzanga zvitaurwa navadzokora right vadzokora dzokora ndambozvitaura kare kuti chief social was ndisekuru vangu zvavasanorwara vanoda kutobatsirwa nekuti MDC inovarwarisa chekutanga ndovanzwisise chinhu ichi chekuti mapurisa akaenda kuMDC vachida kuferefeta nyaya yekuti vanzwawo kuti munhu anga achida kuurayiwa ichokwadi here tifei MDC ikaramba kurenya akati handina kukudaidzai pana kudaidzai ndakudzii MDC refused and kana chiti mapurisa akarambidzwa akadzingwa havana kuzvitokurovai vakanzi hatina chatinokutaurirai saka they were there milling around kumba kwake vakaenda pasimba vakasvika vadzoka hakuna aida kuvabatsira Chamisa akafonerwa nemapurisa akati talk to my spokesperson fadzai maira akarabatana nemapurisa asi takaona vachitaura nemajournalist vachitovachitaura nyaya dzavo saka unoona kuti pavanenge vachinyembera kuti vada kuuraya paya havasi kuitira kuti anybody else vari kuitira vanovapa mari vekunze dzenyika uko kuti vati honai tanga takuurayiwa ndo inonzi ndichamisa strategy yekuda kungotsvaga mari panguva yano vachitsvaga mari and chepiri ndoda kuti anzwisise kubva 1980 kusvika gore rino iri
Wrap it up, Dr. Malazi, briefly. Utsinene uro yuru kuitwa ni MDC uchapera nekuti vari kuuraya nyika yese nema sanctions unyebera pana pakunge vanhu vane musoro iyo musoro wakaenda kare nema sanctions.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pamavaza vadzokora wrap it up for us quickly.
Andina nguva yekuresponda kune zvavamavaza havana zvavapindura ndavaudza ndavabvunza ini kuti sei vanhu vari kubatsira vanenge vakaabducta ana Johana Mamombe vakaabducta Tawanda Muchehiwa vacho vainyepera kuda kuuraya vachamisa sei vanhu ivava vasiri kusungwa tinoda kuvaona vanhu ivava vakasungwa ZANU PF ngaishandise zvinhu zvayo zvainazvo zvese all the intelligence that it has so that it arrests those people kwete kuti President Chamisa ndo anofanira kusungwa. Acho anga achida kumuuraya wacho kana ZANU PF ichimuzi obviously inofanira kumuziva kana isingamuzive let it investigate so that it arrests that person onomiswa pamberi pedare redzimhosva tobva tazviziva kuti ndo zviri kuitika izvozvo asi chandoda kutaura ndechekuti chada kuresponda kuna Marvelous. This is what we aim for as Zimbabweans, that we should be able to campaign freely. President Chamisa should be able to go to the length and breadth of Zimbabwe without being violated, without being persecuted against him. And that's the Zimbabwe that we are going to usher in. That's the new Zimbabwe that President Chamisa will be presiding over come 2023. And people of Zimbabwe can look forward to that kind of environment where opposition parties can sit and the ruling party in 2023, which will be the MDC Alliance, will not be interfering in. So let's all rally behind Mukomana. Mukomana ngapinde.
Thank you there, Mr. Zokora. Ndimzwine lapho la uva Zokora. Vatsikelana qatha lapha lobaba Mabaza. Ubaba Mabaza uthi uzokora uyahumana, uzokora uthi hayi ubaba Mabaza ngewumanayo. But hayi bekumnandi kunjalo ke sesifike emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu kodwa silama comments nje bebengena abalaleli lapha. Mbale ambalwa uHappiness Nyathi uthi linjani badala. Tembinkosi Ndlovu uthi linjani. Chiko Nyono uthi linjani. Lonke Studio 7 and followers, I greet you in the name of peace. Ngilizwa kahle mpela la eGoli Brixton. Siyangaya Ndlovu uthi Mr. Thungamili Nana Nazare umsaka umusa kawande kini nonke VOA Studio 7 vari kutaura vatereri mafu nguva ndizo zvatyana manje.
Aiwa tinotenda vese vanga vari pachirongwa chedu muzuva ranhasi. Tinotenda vatawanda Jokora veMDC Alliance vari kuno kuNorth America vanova ivo sachigaro webato iri Dr. Masimba Mavaza vanga vakamirirawo ZANU PF vari kuUnited Kingdom.
And I think we should arrange lunch for these two gentlemen, Marvin, lock them together for hours on end until they agree on something.
And also we need to thank Mr. Dan Moyo, who joined us earlier on of the MBC TV led by Mr. Monjora.
Of course. Siyabonga kakhulu bakwethu kwanele okwalamhlanje. Likhumbule zikhona. Ezakusasa kusihlwa ngo-7:30 na igama lami nguNtungamile Inkomo libe lempela sonto enhle.
And I'm Marvelous Kusanganya. We say have a very good day.